Belgium's federal prosecutor says five people involved in last year's Paris attacks have been detained. Salah Abdeslam, the most wanted man behind the attacks, is among the detainees. Officials say Abdeslam was wounded in the leg during a police operation in the Molenbeek district of Brussels. This after Belgian authorities found fingerprints of the 26-year-old Abdeslam during a raid last week. A trace of DNA from Abdeslam had been found on Tuesday. Four officers were wounded when Belgian and French police raided the apartment where the suspects had been holed up. 130 people were killed back in November terror attacks in the French capital. The French president says his country will seek extradition of the Paris attacks suspect.
Salah Abdeslam was under a European arrest warrant, and I have no doubt that the judicial authorities will ask very quickly an extradition request. And I know, as it is not the first time we have to do this, that the Belgian authorities will respond as favorably as possible and as quickly as possible. And I want to use this opportunity to thank the Belgian Ministry of Justice.
Hollande also noted that the threat level remains high everywhere in Belgium and France. Meanwhile, Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel said police faced armed resistance during the raid that resulted in capturing Salah Abdeslam and two other suspects. U.S. President Barack Obama also congratulated the French president and Belgian premier for the arrest of the top Paris attack suspect. To talk more about this, let's go to Geroid O'Colmain, a political analyst. Geroid, it's good to have you here with us on the program now. Dealing with the story as it's being told and developed is one thing, but dealing with essentially the root causes that brought it about in the first place is totally another. Now, France and other Western allies and countries, such as even Belgium perhaps, have been accused and have been alleged as being responsible, at least partly, for the rise of Tekfiri terrorism in the Middle East and for its spread, which is now being actually exported to Europe. Now, any signs, in your opinion, that this will be a measure where the French government, in addition to some other European governments, will be finally and ultimately addressing and redressing those root causes?
Absolutely not. Terrorism is a key feature of French foreign policy. They don't just use terrorism in the Middle East to destroy post-colonial states resisting their geopolitical interests in those states, but they use it right across the African continent. Terrorism is a key feature of French neocolonial control over Africa. And so they're spreading terrorism all over Africa. They've invaded several countries in the last few years, and that's going to continue. So terrorism is a key feature of US NATO foreign policy. It has two key functions. First function is to provide a pretext for the bombing of countries who are recalcitrant or intransigent or who will not cooperate with US NATO geopolitical interests and economic interests. And the second function is to spread fear among the domestic population so that they will support austerity at home and foreign wars, and that they will support the war on terror. So that is the key function of terrorism. There is no real war on terror. There never has been a war on terror. Islamic terrorism, what we describe as Takfiri or Islamic terrorism, is a creation of the CIA, it's a creation of the West, it's a creation of the Mossad, and it serves their interests. So if you look at this case of the Salah Abdeslam, he's going to be brought back to Paris, he's going to be tried by magistrates, there's going to be no jury, and he's likely to spend the rest of his life in prison. We'll never find out what happened to him, how he got into the mess he's in, how he was radicalized. That will be covered up. We know, even from the French press, that the police investigation in Belgium was pathetic. I mean, they knew everything about this guy. They could have prevented the attacks. They didn't. Why didn't they? In the French article in Le Monde today, they suggested it was because of bureaucratic pressure from the hierarchy in the Belgian police. These things are never investigated sufficiently. And yet investigative journalists who do investigate what is going on, like the director of Panamza Info, are arrested because their investigations show that there are very troubling links to Israel in the attacks in November of 2015. And yet we're not allowed to talk about that. The numerous links to Israel in the attacks of November and in the attacks also against the Charlie Hebdo magazine in January. So, people are misinformed and disinformed by this continually by the Western press, and that perpetuates the war and perpetuates, of course, social problems, creating
you touched a sore spot there. Sorry to interject. You touched a sore spot. That is being informed or misinformed. Now, as a Paris correspondent for a famous newspaper, the Herald Tribune. Now, what do you think the newspapers, the print press, as well as media overall, can do? Furthermore, there has been a major silence going on in mainstream media, but for the alternative types of media, what else can be done to bring the attention as to the root causes generating this terrorism, which is now spreading back to Europe, and informing, that is, if the people are misinformed, disabusing their minds in Europe of the root causes, and helping generate a grassroots movement in Europe?
I think journalists just need to take responsibility. Journalism is an extremely responsible job. It involves investigating very serious cases and trying to inform the public. I mean, journalism was always supposed to be the fourth estate. It is no longer the fourth estate. You read Oscar Wilde in the 19th century, he talks about this, about journalism being part of the estate. It's no longer outside it. And that's even more so the case today. Where the journalists are more stenographers to power rather than people outside the system looking in and trying to inform the public. They're part of the power structure. I think people need to step outside that and try to look at these things objectively and say, well, let's talk about Israel. Let's talk about their interests. Let's talk about their role in these things. Let's not have these kind of taboos about what we can talk about and what we can investigate. We do have that in Europe. But thanks to sort of contradictions of globalization, where we can talk to other news stations around the world, we can have these kind of conversations. It is having an impact on public opinion in Europe. And that's a very good thing, because it means that, you know, eventually, once we work together, we will get to the root cause of this. We'll get to the root cause of it. And once we do that, it will stop. Because ultimately, the war on terror is based on lies. It's based on perpetuation of lies. And once people understand the root causes, there will be no more terrorism, and everybody will benefit from that.
Jarrell Coleman, I want to thank you for your insights tonight. Jarrell Coleman, political analyst and Paris correspondent for the Herald Tribune.